Community Radio for the Northland, Pioneer 90.1. Mark Johnson here this morning at the big event in Middle River that happens this time every year that coincides with the goose hunting season. It's Goose Fest, and I'm here with one of the organizers of Goose Fest, Kaydell Super. Hi, Kaydell.
Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Middle River.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here. We're broadcasting live from the Wheel Bar and Grill, and this is sort of is this the official kickoff of Goose Fest?
You know, it kind of is. 2 weeks ago was our official kickoff. We had the Miss Middle River pageant, the 45th annual, and we crowned our new Miss Middle River, Piper Sondrell. So that's kind of the official kickoff. Then the next kickoff, we had at the Legacy Center, a garden dinner. Then the next kickoff, the community theater opened up on Tuesday with their production. So
we had
a lot of kickoffs.
Yeah, and that's a big production every year, that community theater. What are they doing this year?
Funny Money, it's called, by Ray Cooney. Just a hilarious production. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, be sure and call Young's store for your tickets, because there's only 75 cozy seats in that theater. So, but the real kickoff was probably last night when the media came in. We have a lot of media coming in. So we had our welcome dinner, and now this morning, I guess here we go. We really are kicking off now. This is it. It's Friday, and we're ready to go.
So the media event that happened last night and this morning, it's kind of all about just sharing the word about Goose Fest and bringing people in from outside of the immediate area.
Yes, absolutely. We always have a great bunch of media that come in and give us television, radio, print coverage, and they do a great job and they become great friends.
The first thing that I noticed when I pulled in this morning is that there are food trucks lined up along the street out here. Who do you have for the food trucks?
Oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot. I just know the Oof to Taco came a week and a half ago. They pulled in. Oh gosh, I can't name them all, but we have several. We have a rib, we have a Chinese food. We have just the corn dogs, you know, just the normal foods that you would have. And then we have a lot of local groups serving dinners, the auxiliary, some churches. So there's food. Put your pots and pans away for the weekend. There's no reason that you have to cook this weekend.
So the obvious question would be, do they have goose on a stick at any of these stands?
Don't get me going, because I wanted to do that this year.
And well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
We've never done that, and we really should. I thought we should do like Medora and put the goose on the pitchfork type thing and boil it, fondue it.
Right.
So maybe one year, but my daughter sometimes provides goose meat. She's cooking in the kitchen right now, some breakfast for the media, mm-hmm. and she usually includes some goose meat somewhere in her sausage or whatever.
Well, there are lots of goose-related events at Goose Fest, of course. You've got the goose weigh-in, first of all. So this is just the biggest goose that the hunters are able to
right.
bag. Right?
Right.
But then there's something that's maybe a little more fun for that called the goose drop. And when you mentioned that, the first thing that I thought about, being a radio guy, I don't know if you've ever seen the episode of WKRP in Cincinnati where they do the turkey drop, but this is not like that. You're not dropping the turkey or the goose out of anything. The goose is doing the dropping, right?
That's correct. Oh, no, we're not dropping a poor goose.
No. That was Les Nessman on WKRP.
The goose drop consists of a big 4x8 board, and it's divided into 100 squares, and each square is numbered. And you can purchase a square for $10. And on Friday and Saturday, there's going to be a goose drop. And what that means, we have Emily Johnson, a farmer south of town here, that brings in her geese. She brings two geese because we need a sub sometimes.
Oh.
Because one doesn't cooperate.
One of them goes on strike.
One does not cooperate. So she puts the goose on the board, and we have a fence around it, and people are gathered around this fence. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. They're cheering for this goose. No, 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 go, go. They can't reach over the fence, but they're cheering. Come over here, come over here. And if he walks toward their square, they cheer. And needless to say, the winner is the one where the goose decides to drop.
And we'll leave it at that. What is the prize?
Well, the cash prize is $500 if
okay.
the board is filled.
So there's a lot riding on
yeah.
this then.
Yeah, there's a lot riding on this. We had two $500 winners last year.
So, Kaydell, when was the first year that you got involved in Goose Fest?
Let's see, it's 45 years ago it started, and it was 45 years ago that I became involved.
Oh, you were on the inaugural Goose Fest, huh? And how has it grown since then?
Oh, gosh. You know, that first year, it was a men's club called the Community Club at the time, and it was all men, and they had this meeting, and Barb Gere and myself decided we're going to go to this meeting. So we came up with some frilly ideas, whatever, but they kind of foo-fooed them. Well, we came up with the pageant idea, and they really laughed at that, and it drew in like 500 people that year. They couldn't believe it. But anyway, we served on the committee that year, and we've been here ever since. The first year, it was called Goose Fest Old West Days, because we had a real active horse club, which we still have, so they wanted to be involved too. So we kind of dressed up in old Western clothes and whatever that year. And then from there, it just went to Goose Fest the next year. So how it started is because we're kind of in the middle of the hunting area mm-hmm. with Thief Lake, Agassiz, you know, surrounding us. And we thought, let's promote this. So we just kind of named ourselves the Goose Capital of Minnesota.
And what does it mean to the community? I mean, this is the big annual event, right?
Oh, it's a huge event. It's just funny if you go to another state, wherever, and people, you might run into someone and they say, where are you from? And Little River, the Goose Cat, have you ever heard of the Goose Fest? Oh, yeah. It's like, what? You're kidding. But what it means to us is it's a family reunion every year. And our family just doesn't have to be related. It's people coming home. It's a school reunion, family reunion. It means so much to people. And if you just mention it to anybody who grew up here, they just beam. Their face just lights up and says, oh, Goose Fest. We never miss Goose Fest. It's just marked on the calendar like Christmas. It really is.
Part of the reason why we're here, there are radio stations from up in Warroad and Roseau and from all over the area. So we want to invite people that aren't from this immediate area to come and check it out this weekend.
Absolutely. There's just something for everybody. And I think part of it is the time of year. It is the final festival in northern Minnesota for sure.
Yeah.
And I think during the summer, they're busy going to all these little festivals. And I think they look at the calendar and say, oh, the snow is coming, the cold is coming, let's go out and just enjoy ourselves one more time. So we are fortunate to have it at this time of year.
One last hurrah.
One last hurrah, but it's a big one.
One of the new events that you have, and we'll touch on it real quick, the Baja races, that's new this year, right?
It definitely is. We're having Baja races at the Legacy Center, which is the former school. So we're having it on the former football field, and Matt Stromseth is kicking this off. And we're excited about it. We're going to try it. There's people kind of mixed feelings on it, but I think it's going to be great. It's kind of a new thing in the area. It's gotten to be quite a fad.
Yeah, it's not a demo derby, but it's okay to kind of act like it's a demo derby, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never been to one. I hope I can get up to see a little bit of this, but it's just older cars, and mm-hmm. they look banged up to me. But they don't go real fast, but they do pass each other and kind of bump around, I guess.
Yeah.
But people love it.
And when is that?
That will be Saturday at 4 o'clock.
If people from outside the area need more information on what events are happening when, where can they go for that? There must be a website?
Help, and I don't know that. Just go.
Actually, Wichtel has
City
it all, don't
River.
They?
City of Middle River has the poster too, the website, City of Middle River.
Okay, so go to the City of Middle River website to get more information.
I'd like to mention the parade. A lot of people will say, do we have to register? No, you do not have to register. Just start, the lineup starts at 10:30 behind the Legacy Center, which is the former school. And if you want to be judged, the judging goes from 11:30 to 12, and the actual parade starts at 12:30. But you really don't have to be registered. So at the last minute, if you decide to come on down.
So if you want to be in the parade, you can.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to register. You can be in it.
Right, you can just be in it.
All right, Kaydell, well, thanks so much, and have a fun Goose Fest. Is there anything else that you want to hit before we go?
We have a goose cook-off on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and that's anybody can bring in a dish made with goose meat. It has to have goose meat in it, uh-huh. And we've had some interesting ones. We had brownies one year with goose meat.
Goose brownies?
Yes, and
that's
it was
innovative.
Unbelievably good. It was, yeah, so if you're brave, bring your dish, and what happens is we have public tasting. And whoever's on the street, the 100 people or more usually go through, and they taste your dish, and everyone votes, and then there's a money prize and a trophy.
That's Saturday at 5 o'clock in the picnic shelter.
And most things take place right on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And we have what we call the Silver Bullock. That's the information stand. It's just this little silver tin building. It'll be right on Main Street. So if you have any questions or you need anything, just come and visit us there.
Well, this is a fun community festival, so whether you're from Middle River or whether you're from outside the area, come on in and enjoy it this weekend. It goes on now through Sunday, and Kaydell, it's been super to talk with you this morning.
And it's been nice to have you here, Mark. Thank you for coming.